Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktangs Nisham Isha Vatarakang Tat Prakashang Sachat Chakti Krishna Taitanya Sangatam Vande Sri Krishna Taitanya Nityanando Sahodito Godo Daye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tumonado Ajanu Lambata Bujo Kanakavatato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yuga Dharmapalo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, someone go around and wipe up all the tears. Goranga bolite hobe pulaka shari hari hari bolite nayone bobe near. We should all be crying, according to Narottam Das. Well, yeah, one of the first of the many profound statements I heard after being allowed in the doors of this movement was from Guru Das. Not you. You weren't even born then in this body. So he said, we'll know when our movement is successful when we have to appoint someone to mop up the tears after kirtan. Didn't get there yet. Well, we all came here to worship Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. To worship Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known along with his... He is himself the Supreme Lord. He appears with Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu with his Shaktis, beginning with Gadadhara, Jagadananda, and all the devotees headed by Srivash Thakur. So in this way we are to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not alone. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktam. First words of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. First offer respects to the gurus, plural, then to the devotee, means all together, but first the gurus are mentioned, then to the devotees of the Supreme Lord, to the Supreme Lord himself, to his avatars, to his prakasha, his expansions, and his shaktis. In this way, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is properly known. We've come here together on the order of Srila Prabhupada, who in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of his purports, instructed all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to assemble in Sri Dham Mayapur at the time of Gaur Purnima to celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased, no doubt. So many devotees are coming, and we can also remember having this superb facility here, seeing this superb deity worship with the gopis dressed today in Manipuri dresses, is it? Did anyone announce? Manipuri style. So these facilities have come together thanks to the Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, who are especially the Prabhupada Bhakta Vrinda. Srila Prabhupada brought devotees here into the rice fields. No one except Srila Prabhupada could understand why You want to build a temple in the middle of the rice fields, and so you couldn't even get there. There were no buses going at that time. The buses started coming after this temple came. Otherwise, no bus. There's no need for any bus. You could get a train to Krishnanagar or Dubalia and then walk or convince a rickshaw driver to take you. Something like that. Walk over the rice fields. And this is the world center of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada very happily said. It didn't look like the center of anything, the center of the wilderness. But Srila Prabhupada established his temple here. Now it's come up and is coming up so beautifully. The big temple is to come. But we have to remember, as we are very comfortably accommodated here, at least I am, I lead a privileged life, more than others, that others are also, depends on the level you pay for. But they're nice facilities. See, I'm staying in the senior Brahmachari building. Look, there's so many devotees who've been here so many years. They're being well looked after. But in the initial days, there was so much struggle. There was no electric current most of the time. There was no running water. There were plenty of mosquitoes. Quite a few snakes. A lot of struggles. In Bombay, in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, these three centers, Srila Prabhupada, after establishing his movement in the West, spent more time in India, and especially on these three projects. So devotees, some of them are not with us now. Some of those devotees who went through so many difficulties. Some are very famous for having stuck with it through all these years. Some are less famous, but some are not with us means some have already departed this world in this body. Some have unfortunately gone from Mayapur to Maya, but that won't be permanent. But their sacrifice has made this possible, and more sacrifice will be required to expand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement more and more. We've come here to glorify Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very difficult task. Because it's very hard to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very difficult to understand Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births of cultivating knowledge, someone might come to the correct conclusion that Vasudeva, Krishna is all in all. But such a great soul is very rare. But of those who have understood Krishna as all in all, much less have understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na Chaitanyat Krishnaj Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha. There is no higher truth than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yadadvaitam brahmo panashadi tadapyasya tanubha. The Brahman effulgence, which is considered non-dual, which is glorified in or indicated in the Upanishads, that is simply the bodily effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ya atmantayami purusha iti so syangsha vibhavaha. And the Paramatma feature of the Lord is simply his expansion. Shadaishvarya purno yaiha yasvayam yaiha sasvayamayam. He is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replete with six principal opulences. It's very difficult to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he doesn't show himself as such. He shows himself as a devotee. So here in Mayapur in 1976, during one of his lectures, Srila Prabhupada said, I remember because I thought it was, at the time I was surprised by Srila Prabhupada's statement, that we should just try to understand and have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I thought, well, but it sounds like it's such a difficult thing, but it sounded very easy. I thought, what's the big thing? Actually, by Prabhupada's mercy, it's not so difficult because we have faith in him. Our faith in Krishna was nourished by established by him, nourished by him. And Prabhupada told us, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, he didn't claim that just as his own opinion, but on the basis of Shastra. And he also told us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has come as a devotee, appearing like a devotee, but he's actually the Supreme Lord. So we accepted it. And in Bengal and Orissa, I was just saying this the other day in Hindi class, that in Bengal and Orissa, people, who, at least those who are devotees of Krishna, they understand. Bhakti, devotion to Krishna, means simultaneously to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But outside of Bengal and Orissa and maybe some parts of Assam, Tripura, Manipur, Indian people, for them, Krishna Bhakti means, yeah, they've heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they're in Vallabh Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya, and they know as great saints Suradas, Meera, Purandar Das, but they don't have any special regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually devotees coming from the West or outside of India who come to Krishna consciousness by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, then from the beginning, just like children in Bengal who grow up, especially those who grow up in Vaishnava families, they imbibe with their mother's milk, as the saying goes. For them it's just part of growing up. They from the beginning they have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for those whose spiritual life begins after a career of ungodliness coming from outside of India, they're also in the coming from the beginning having faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But so for us it seems very natural, but for people in that way, in that sense, those of us who are coming from outside of India are in a more fortunate position than even Vaishnavas from India who don't grow up with the understanding that na chaitanyat krishnaj jagati paratattvam parameha, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just another saint, but he is the ultimate object of worship for all saints, and even for those who aren't saints. Those some know, some don't know. But he is the ultimate object of worship for everyone. So for people who take to Krishna Bhakti in other parts of India, they have to later on learn about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and sometimes it's difficult for them to accept because they're inclined to their own local tradition. So in that sense, We're very fortunate. And actually in every sense, we're very fortunate. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to make everyone fortunate. Everyone in this material world is unfortunate. We have made our own misfortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to make the unfortunate fortunate. It's a difficult job. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognizes it's a difficult job. He himself feels it's very difficult. He says that Ekala Malaka Ami Kaha Kaha Jaba. I'm just one person. I'm one gardener. Gardening the garden of bhakti. How many places can I go to? He sent Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It appears that he fled Bengal, having been insulted by certain persons here, and he visited again and forgave those persons. But he sent Nityananda Prabhu back to Bengal. You preach here. It's difficult for me. You'd better do it. Difficult place to preach, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought. Of course, it would seem that there are places more difficult to preach in, such as the United States of America, Turkey, Russia, and all other impious places. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfills his desires through his devotees. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. His desire, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. We pray to Rupa Goswami, the mundane scholars, they call the Gauriya Sampradaya the Chaitanya Vaishnavism. But our own way of describing ourselves is Gauriya or Rupanuga, followers of Rupa Goswami, not Chaitanya Anuga. It's very difficult to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, most of the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply absorbed in ecstasy, especially in the later part of his pastimes. And some description of that is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And many of his pastimes are described, but actually most of the time was his mad, apparently mad, actually that's sanity, but because we are insane it appears to us as mad. His apparently mad utterances, scraping his head on the wall, calling out pathetically, "Where is Krishna?" So that is very difficult to follow, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed his principal associates to write books, among which especially the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Sri Rupa Goswami, that is the guidebook for all devotees who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that gives guidance. Sambandha Abhideya Prayoja. Not so much Sambandha Gyan, but the glory of bhakti is established, pure devotional service is established. How to practice that? That is most important for us. And what is to be attained by the practice of that? What is the ocean of bhakti ras that awaits one who goes through all the preliminary stages? That is described in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Therefore, devotees in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu They are called Gaudiya, which appears to be a geographical description, but it because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this land, it appears to be a geographical connotation. But actually, Gaudiya indicates those devotees who are more attached to Radha than to Krishna. So that's a very esoteric understanding. Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tara Hoi Braja Bhume Bash. Those who accept that this land is fully spiritual, then they're actually living in Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, he instructed the devotees, taking instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically sat down with Rupa Goswami and on another occasion with Sanatana Goswami and instructed them to write the books that would form the basis of his sampradaya. Rupa Goswami is also the leader of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another point is that why we're Rupanugas, because just like we don't say that we're, a devotee doesn't say I'm a devotee of Krishna, but he aspires to be a devotee of a devotee of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami is the chief follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we always have to place ourselves a position further away. Not further away, actually that brings us very close, but not to suggest that we have direct access. With devotees, das anudas anudas. Rupanuga implies that after Rupa Goswami in the next generation, there's Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das, Vishwanath, and in this way the parampara is going on. So that implies that we are followers in the parampara up to Rupa Goswami, who discovered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner intention. So in that way we're also followers of Rupa Goswami. Follower of Rupa Goswami means follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually there is no other way to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why the recent acharyas who have revealed Mayapur, they have also revealed what it means to be a devotee, of what it means to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recent acharyas means here we have our own Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So all of these acharyas, the great followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have revealed the dharma of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sri Chaitanya... What is that? Gauravi Bhava Bhume Stram Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhuma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha. We offer our respects to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who, he was the Nirdeshta, he said it's here, he confirmed, this is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had been performing bhajan in Vrindavan. He came to this Vrindavan. Here, Mayapur Dham, Navadvip Dham, this is Vrindavan, non-different, but actually more accessible. Vrindavan is very difficult to access, even for very highly elevated devotees. But Sri Dham, Navadvip is most merciful, non-different from Vrindavan. But we can find Vrindavan more easily here by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The acharyas They have revealed the Dham. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj also. He was living in Vrindavan, but he came to Navadvip. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur aspired to live in Vrindavan, but was told, no, you have to serve Navadvip Dham. So he lived in Vrindavan, living in Navadvip, at Shananda Shukada Kunja, in Godruma, just over the river. Non-different from Nandisha, the place of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he performed such service to Navadvip Dham that practically we have to be Bhaktivinoda Anugas. Bhaktivinoda Anuga, yeah. If we are told to reside in Mayapur Navadvip, because he revealed this Dham, which all the indications were there, geographical, historical, but it was lost. No one knew what is this Dham. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed that by his own vision. He compiled books revealing the glories of Navadvip Dham. He wrote so many, he personally resided here. He made so many songs glorifying Navadvip, the glories of Navadvip. Actually, all the acharyas, they're all, there should be more glorification. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his contributions. People of the world, they no idea. Even in Bengal, Bengalis are so fortunate and so unfortunate. They're so fortunate to be in the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the land of all these acharyas, but they don't even know their names. It's the most ridiculous thing. Even people in Bengal, mostly they've never heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They can very easily sing his songs and understand them, but they're so unfortunate that they're just wondering when we can kick out the communists and bring in Mamata Banerjee. Yes, foolish. Foolish preoccupations. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to serve Gaura Naam, Gaura Dham, Gaura Kham, the name of Gauranga, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam. This is Nityananda Prabhu's instruction. Serve the name, serve the Dham, and serve the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did in an unprecedented manner, sitting for 9 years and chanting. That was what he was doing for 9 years, chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We say, we feel happy to say the names of Krishna. But if we have to sit, if someone tells us, now you sit for a whole day and chant, we'll think it's a very difficult task. But he was sitting for over 9 years and nothing else. That was what. Of course, he was also overseeing the affairs of the Yogapeet, preaching also. After chanting 3 lakhs, and that's 3 times 64 rounds every day, like Haridas Thakur, he was also preaching on top of doing that. You may think, where's the time? But they were doing it also. These are our acharyas. So he was chanting and preaching. Means people would come, he would preach to them, he would convince them. He was sitting in the rice fields chanting. Means that the temple was there. At that time, not that big temple. That he built that later. It was just that the original temple built by Bhaktivinoda Thakur was just as actually quite a small construction. So sitting there chanting, people would come, he would preach to them, and some of them, although they were young men with their life's possibilities ahead of them, educated young men, ambitious, they thought better than living in Calcutta, they left Calcutta and came and sat with him. With no facility, just they thought that it's better to be here. They were right. Better to be at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Such a Vaishnava. So he was chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting day and night and preaching and overseeing the affairs, writing. He was serving Gaura Nam and serving Gaura Dham. And that's also Gaura Kam, that people, the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that people chant his name and reside in his Dham. And by doing so, they can achieve the highest love of Krishna up to the highest level, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to reveal. Rupa Goswami revealed that the highest level of love for Krishna. Ramya kachid upasana vraja vadhu vargena ya kalpita. That the best worship of Krishna is that conceived of by the gopis of Vrindavan. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't have to chant the holy names to achieve that. Rather, by chanting the holy names, he simply swam in the ocean. Gaura Prema Rasanave, swimming in the ocean of Gaura Prema Ras. For the great devotees, chanting the holy names is not a sadhana, it's simply natural outpouring of what their inner ecstasy. So he was chanting and chanting, but there's another desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wanted fulfilled. Prithivite ache jato nagara adigram sabatra pracha hoibe morana. That Gaurdham is there, Navadvip Dham. But the whole world should be inundated with the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that requires going to the world, because the people of the world are so unfortunate. They won't come. Why should they come here? There's nothing for them. There's no sense gratification. Then why should they come here? They have no interest to come here. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur apparently went to Calcutta, although he denied that he ever went to Calcutta, because his guru told him, don't go to Calcutta. So he never went. Means his mind never went to Calcutta, not to the offers of enjoyment that were there, but his mind went to the fallen conditioned souls who are flocking to Calcutta, a growing city, and it's still growing and growing. But no one was flocking to Mayapur. No one had heard of it. No one had any interest in it. Some few people. The efforts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur had not gone in vain. But for preaching Krishna consciousness, to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that not just a few people should know about his glories, but that the whole world should take to Krishna consciousness, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to Calcutta. So the history is, at least from the external facts and figures, is probably well known to all of you, all of us here, how our own Srila Prabhupada, on what appears from our perspective to be his first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before he had even time to say anything to Saraswati Thakur, was instructed by him to preach Krishna consciousness in the English speaking world, which he did, which is why we are all here. It's all the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is received through his devotees. We have this opportunity to come here in this sacred land. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to come each year to get inspired and purified and then go away to the various parts of the world that we've come from and preach the message of Krishna consciousness. If we go to people in Venezuela, I don't know if I pronounce that even properly. Anyway, Venezuela, Russia, China, and tell them about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden form shimmering in ecstasy. Preme dhala dhala shonara anga, his golden form shimmering in ecstasy as he dances. These people are so unfortunate. They won't have any interest in this. They'll think we're mad, which we are, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. According to the materialistic perspective, devotees are all mad people. So it's good to be mad for Krishna. But preaching means we have to give a message that people can at least begin to understand and make further progress. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world. We don't find that he often spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his ecstasies. Not very often. Not directly. But he introduced the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. People didn't understand. They didn't feel a need to. Many people didn't feel a need to understand because they take it as something enjoyable. People are singing. That's nice. Unless people are very hard-hearted, they appreciate when people are singing and happy, even if they don't know. Even if the people who are observing that don't know why the people are singing and happy, then generally they appreciate. Oh, that's nice, people are singing. Sometimes they don't appreciate. On some occasions, I was told when the Croatia football team got knocked out of the World Soccer Championship, the next day the devotees who, good for them, they didn't know, although the rest of the country knew, they went on Harinam Sankirtan and all the people were like, what are you being so happy for? They didn't like it. It's a day of mourning. And also in Sweden, when one of their prime ministers got shot dead and the devotees were out doing Harinam, devotees, they're so ecstatic that they didn't know. So there are some occasions where people in general think that you shouldn't be happy. There are occasions when it's appropriate to be sad. But generally people are so frustrated and miserable, and you can pull out a whole other bunch of words from the dictionary. We all know that many people appreciate seeing the Harinam, seeing devotees dancing, And even the what appears to many people to be strange clothing, well, it's bright, it looks nice, it looks happy. At least they're happy. Many people appreciate without knowing even what is this chanting. And just by that appreciation, they make, by hearing and by appreciating, they make spiritual advancement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so nice, Srila Prabhupada would say, that even if they don't know, most people in the Western world, even today, they commit enough sinful activities in one day to keep Yamaraj and Chitragupta busy for years. And they've been doing it for lifetimes. But if they just once hear the holy name of Krishna and appreciate that is something very nice, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He said, oh, good, all right. Make a note of it. They have made some advancement. They have become eligible to get more mercy. So by Harinam, Srila Prabhupada was preaching by distributing prasadam, which is glorious, the effects of prasadam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada writes, he would perform Sankirtan for 4 hours every night in Puri. And at the end he would distribute prasadam sumptuously. Srila Prabhupada used that word. So it's a very nice movement. When people take prasadam and become purified. And by distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, which give the heavy knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very joyful, but it's not frivolous. It's a very joyful process, but with a very profound and very heavy message. So we see that all the acharyas, they preached by chanting, by distributing prasadam, by writing books, by speaking the philosophy.